It's Daisha Hunter, and I'm back like I never left. You're listening to the Hip Hop Digest Show, and this season, fuck your feelings, vote. 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 Vote.
The greatest practitioners of this music have been African-American. It comes from a particular kind of African-American experience with democracy, with America, with capitalist society, with a whole bunch of other stuff. But it captured something about this culture and this society and this life that as soon as other people heard it, said, yeah, that's me. That's me. That's me. That's me. That's me.
Welcome to the Hip Hop Digest Show with your man, DJ King Killer.
Don't forget about your boy, Kurt G.
And of course, it's E Color, and we ain't letting no goddamn technical difficulties stop us this week.
Oh my gosh, you don't even understand, nigga. We done spent an hour trying to fix this fucking problem. Ridiculous.
If anybody knows a Skype alternative, hit me on the text chain.
Yeah, let us know. Somebody else was. This fucking connection was poor tonight.
So, anyway, that's what's up. Happy recording day, gentlemen.
Happy yes, recording day, dude.
That's what's up. So, should I just jump right in the pool?
Let's go.
Oh, shit. What, when you ain't going to put on no swimsuit? You just going to go in there? Birthday suit on?
Wait a minute.
Birthday suit on? Nah. You just jumping in?
Now, wait a minute.
Splashing the balls?
Yeah, I have no rhetorical comment for that.
Woo, dang.
I want to just do the first topic.
Can we move on?
Sure.
Already have moved on.
First topic on the Hip Hop Digest is Jermaine Dupri.
Uh-oh.
Defies Rihanna and Jay-Z and blasts the Super Bowl boycotts. So, now, first of all,
You said defies?
Defies.
Did they tell that nigga not to fucking do it and he just said, fuck it, I'm going to do it?
No, I think they mean is that he has a different opinion than them. So, you know, in the industry, when you defy Hove, that's you're defying. You know.
Okay, I thought he was on some, your boy with Drake. I told him, don't you get up off that porch, nigga.
Well, same thing, you know, except it's crazy. So,
but
anyway.
You know what?
What's that?
You got copy to read?
Yeah, well, I do, but go ahead.
When I saw that, I took a minute to think about that, yo, what he actually said, you know, because I read the whole thing. You know how we do in the media where we get a sentence or two, but he made a good-ass point. How you gonna make some noise if you don't put yourself in a position to make some noise?
Well, I will read the copy then. The So-So Def music label founder, Dupri, 46, says that Jay and Riri are missing out on an opportunity to promote their cause on one of the biggest stages in the world. Tens of millions of people worldwide tune into February to watch America's most popular sporting event. Okay? And he went on to say, boycotts and marches don't seem like they work to me. I'm sorry, but I think they should send a message while they're on stage. Take advantage of your platform. So I'm just going to do this simply. They're all in the music industry. They all know about contracts. Okay? I'm just saying, you don't think that the National Football League is going to put contracts in there. You ain't going to get paid a goddamn penny if I see a nipple, a raised black fist, a fucking any anti-cop gang signs, any of that shit. Any kneeling,
let me ask you.
Okay.
We ask this occasionally, but does Jay-Z need any more money?
Nah, he don't.
Okay, so then it wouldn't really matter. But his wife did something. I didn't really care or whatever, but she did something called Formation or something like that in the Super Bowl role, right?
All right, B, look. I'm just saying, yo, the point is, I think that whether Rihanna or Wifey or Hove, I think they're effective doing what they're doing. I mean, yeah, you can get up there to meet Kanye style and try to show your ass if you wanna. But I first of all, I don't see it coming from those individuals anyway. It wouldn't be them.
And Jay-Z?
Yeah, and Wifey.
Because, Jay-Z turned it down, right?
Apparently, yes.
Apparently. Now Rihanna's turning it down, apparently, for the same reason that Jay-Z did to support Colin Kaepernick.
Right.
But again, I don't really have a whole lot of positive or negative to say about Jamie, as you call him. But the point of the matter is, he made a good ass point. The Super Bowl is bigger than Christmas, B. The Super Bowl is the biggest holiday in the world. And if you have that opportunity, I mean, we're not talking about Janet Jackson Nipplegate. We're talking about getting up there on some Black Fist. And what they going to do, not pay you like you said?
I feel you on that. And let's say if they went that route, that would be great. If they went that route, if they got up there and decided, you know what, I don't care, damn the money. I ain't going to get paid. They already done put this rider in my shit that says if I do anything pro-black or fucking kneel, have my fucking dancers kneeling on the stage, I'm not going to get paid one fucking penny. But you know what? Fuck the NFL. This is my chance to say fuck you niggas. And this is my chance to show the world how we going to just make y'all look bad right now. Every dancer's going to be kneeling with a fucking afro looking like goddamn Kaepernick up here.
Yo, I'm smiling like crazy because I would do this dumb shit right here. This, when I say dumb, I mean like New York word dumb, not like dumb, like dumb. I would do a set, and at the end of my set, I would have Colin Kaepernick come up out the floor kneeling, my nigga.
Now, see, as soon as he came in, they would automatically probably shut shit down. They would say, Kaepernick is in the building. Security would be like, Kaepernick is in the building. We don't know what he's doing here, but he is in the building. They would shut shit down at that point.
Well,
so can I bring us back to reality? Y'all niggas is playing fantasy boycott right now.
Not be.
Y'all niggas is
real shit right there.
They could do that. Okay. They could do that.
Okay, wait a minute. Who are we talking about here?
Jay-Z, Rihanna.
And are they going to sacrifice business relationships to do that?
Jay-Z? I mean, we're not even talking about Rihanna. Jay-Z? Come on, B.
I'm just saying, B. Y'all niggas, to me, playing fantasy boycott.
I'm not playing fantasy boycott. I'm saying what they could do. Now, reality is what you just said. On the business side, Jay-Z would be fucking up a lot of money. As well as Rihanna would be fucking up a lot of money by doing some shit like that. Because when you piss off that community of people that own the money, that have the billions, the top 1%, you done fucked up.
So Jay-Z and his wife are up there at that dollar amount you're talking about, right?
Right.
Right. So you remember we used to hear about Jay-Z and Reebok for his Sean Carters or whatever. You don't know what the fuck business Jay-Z is in right now, do you? We used to hear about the liquor and the Rockaware. We don't hear about shit Jay-Z is doing right now, do we?
No.
So it don't fucking matter. He's going to get his money, B. He ain't out there running around. He done did all that sneaker contract, clothing contract, liquor contract. He done did all that. And he's got almost $1 billion.
Let me do this, B. So let me say, I'm going to agree with you that would be a fantastic show of whether, I'm not calling a boycott, but that would be a fantastic protest move. There's no doubt about it. That would be a fantastic protest move. But I believe that Mr. Dupree's opinion is unrealistic given the people who we're talking about. Now, plus, to me, that's still that background of Atlanta niggas somehow in some way wishing that the NFL will recognize that if the Super Bowl's in Atlanta, we going to have a trapped halftime show. I mean, to me,
and
that's part of
will.
That. I don't know, B. I mean, you know, I don't know. I don't see the NFL fucking with that. I see them motherfuckers hiring country act Brooks and Dunn. Fuck that risk.
Is the Super Bowl in Atlanta that you just said?
An upcoming Super Bowl is in Atlanta, yes.
And what is the capital of Atlanta? What is Atlanta the capital of?
I don't think Atlanta's the capital of Georgia. I thought it was
crap music.
Oh, yes. Yes, sir. Yes.
So I just read today, a recording day, that Jermaine Dupri is giving a week full of free parties.
Okay.
You don't think all them trap heads are going to be involved? This ain't Baltimore versus New York Giants, my nigga. This is 2018.
Yeah, but we're still talking about the NFL owners here.
Exactly.
And we're still talking about niggas that ain't going to want to put that image attached to their football team, to their, not even their football team, to their product. You know what I'm saying? The people on the field are just products to them. So they're not trying to have that shit attached to their product. Yeah, the players may listen to that shit on their own time. They may be dancing all and doing all that bullshit on live and everywhere else. But when it comes to their product, hell to the gnaw. I can't see them even supporting that.
Well, it is early November. Come February, we gonna see.
I tell you what, better...
You might get a Gucci Man feature on something.
I don't know. I tell you what.
I can't see a whole fucking halftime show with just Trap.
I tell you what.
I don't think that's going to be on there at all. That's not what I'm talking about. You're talking about the NFL distancing itself and all that kind of shit. It's going to be inevitable. Inevitable. So you will not see pants sagging and shit all over the Super Bowl halftime stage. You're not going to see that. But the NFL will not be able to distance itself from trap music in Atlanta in 2019, February. Won't happen.
Oh, no, they ain't going to be the distance. It's going to be all around them. So you can't distance yourself from that. But when it comes to their product on the field, they can distance themselves from that.
Well, we'll see.
Again, because
the Philadelphia Eagles couldn't distance themselves from Meek Mill, could they?
Yeah, but Meek Mill wasn't on the Super Bowl. Look, let me end this topic by saying better than 60-65% chances it's just going to end up at the most popular country act. Okay, they gonna regulate you trap niggas to the peripheral parties outside of the stadium. Okay, it's gonna be all trap, and all the players are gonna be at the parties outside of the stadium. Inside the stadium, in front of a national audience, nigga, get ready for Brooks and Dunn.
Or whoever's super pop at the time.
Exactly. So, all right, let's keep it rocking. Hip Hop Digest style. Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest. This is a Counting Amount update. Shouldn't even be a surprise. A.R. Ab denied bond in court on drug charges. Last week, we talked about the numerous litany of Counting the Amount charges that A.R. Ab is facing. The Philly rapper was denied bond October the 30th, Tuesday. No more details were divulged. It's just an update.
Did Vlad put that on his page?
Be honest with you, I got it off Vlad's page.
So is the nigga celebrating, saying I got this nigga arrested? Did he say I did that?
He didn't say that, but it did come off Vlad's page.
Q Rolls Royce, I'm going down.
Ooh man, ouch! That hurts. Wow, that hurts. All right, no doubt. Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest: Boosie mourns young greatness, rest in peace to that young gentleman, and says that rap is the most dangerous job in the world. Now, I'm saying rest in peace to young greatness. I didn't even know him. Don't know of his music, but apparently the young man was shot in his hometown. I don't know if it was New Orleans, but I do know it was Louisiana. Boosie has famously championed for rappers to leave their hometowns, and said the death of the young rapper gave Boosie, the unfortunate opportunity to reiterate his point that rap is the most dangerous job in the world. Facts. All you young rappers, leave your city. Now, I don't understand that. First of all, let's tackle the obvious. Rap is the most dangerous job in the world. Maybe I'm wrong, but I don't know of that many guys, let's say I'm calling them innocents, who are not involved in the drug trade, who are not involved in some type of criminal activity. Now, I mean, anything can happen to anybody at any time. I get that. But generally, the young guys mostly that have met their demise have been involved in some type of drug and or gang beef. Am I generalizing this too easy?
I'd say no, you're not generalizing that much. You're probably right on point with some of the stuff that you just said. And also to add to that, a lot of these niggas be talking a lot of shit and saying stuff. And not saying that that's the case in this point right here. Not for Young Greatness, not saying that's what he did.
Right.
But a lot of the time, yo, a lot of this shit pops off because a lot of these niggas be talking so much shit and saying stuff, and they ain't got to be rappers or anything else. Just be like, all the time you see it, pull up. I'm here, yo, I'm here, I'm there, there, pull up. You're like, nigga, what the fuck?
Come on, man. Come on. I know you're saying it for the cameras, but you got firefighters out here. You got explosive ordnance folks out here. You got people in the military right now. In the world, B? Come on, man. Some of them folks that put themselves in that situation. There's a whole lot of rappers ain't got shit to worry about.
Right, and mm-hmm.
I guess that proves Boosie's point that don't just cause you from the hood don't mean you gotta just prove your I don't even know how you would say it, prove your manhood or prove that you're tough, that you're a G by staying in the hood when you get some money. Get the fuck out of there, B. You ain't got to be there. You keep putting yourself in there in that situation where something could happen. Cause niggas get jealous all the time.
Yeah, I guess that's one of the things that I take away from reading an article a long time ago about meth and how meth says, you know, I've been in a lot of places and been able to tour the world, but you never see me fronting in a big whip, you know, being flashy, crazy jewels. I'm in a rental with regular gear on. You never see me fronting like that. And you're right. I don't know. I'm sounding like the old man, but boy, these kids on these videos,
them bricks of money,
boy, I tell you,
man,
you know, and a real talk, it just lets me think of your boy who we just lost at XXX. I mean, he was at the stop sign with the bag,
and yeah, that bag and a whip.
Right, he was at the stop sign in a very expensive whip with the bag, and them niggas caught him, and that is unfortunate, and he lost his life. Given those facts, nigga, I'm looking like Brokey Joe. My shit leaning.
But you're older, though. You older.
No doubt.
You know right now, it's all about them bags, B.
And that flash and showing all that shit is just... It's just another way niggas always like to do, B. And I say this all the time. Niggas always doing the most. So it don't matter what it is, whether they be young or old, niggas is always doing the most at whatever it is that they're doing. And right now, these young niggas is showing off their money and doing that dumb shit, pull up, all that shit. Like, what is that? That's toughness? Because you tell a nigga to pull up and then tell him where you at? What's so tough about that? Getting somebody innocent get killed, come up and spray the block down? Really?
But we sounded kind of crazy right now.
We are.
Money has always been a part of hip hop.
It has been flash and dash. That's why I said no matter what their age, niggas always have been guilty of doing the most.
So
doing too much. So, always guilty.
So what I'll do is give a little bit of equal time, just not to have the young boys feeling like, oh, y'all old. Fuck y'all old niggas. Now, we come from an era.
Big dookie chains
that was getting snatched on the regular. Actually, I don't want to have to pull out the 12-inch snatching gazelles.
There you go.
Okay.
Help you.
Philly.
Yes. And Jazzy Jeff tells a very good story about a motherfucker snatching the sneakers right off his feet.
Damn.
You know what I mean? The nigga getting caught, right? And then going to court, and the nigga wear the sneakers he took off Jazzy's feet. To court.
That's what you call flash and dash.
You know what I mean? So, look, that happened where when we was living. Now, granted, the same principles apply. Real talk, I was fronting with phony gazelles. I couldn't afford them real joints. But if you had the real joints, the chances are they might have got snatched. So...
and the thing that always gets me about this shit, B, and here I am sounding old but sounding too practical, is like, shit that always gets me about this stuff is it's only popular for a season. Niggas is snatching gazelles right. And losing their lives over fucking sneakers and this and that. When who the fuck wants a pair of gazelles right now? The shit ain't worth.
I'm just saying, but they
ain't worth the fuck right now, B.
They worth something to me.
To you, but I'm just saying, niggas that done lost their lives over shit that don't mean a fuck right now, B. It was so popular during that time, and niggas was thinking that it was everything, but now it ain't worth shit.
So no doubt. So let's get out of this topic and kind of answer the final question. It's just kind of a yes or no. Is rap the most dangerous job in the world?
I guess, no. Okay, for me, I would say, I guess it is what kind of rap you're doing and what and where you're doing it at?
I agree with that.
Do you understand as a firefighter that will go into a fire to extend your life?
Yes, I do know that.
That's pretty dangerous.
It is dangerous. I'm saying that. But I'm saying also that it depends on what type of rap you're doing and where you're doing that rap at that makes it dangerous. I'm not saying it's the most dangerous. I'm saying that's what makes it dangerous.
Okay. Then there's the answer. Your answer is no then.
Right.
Okay.
Okay. I'm kind of in the Kurt G camp. I think it depends on what you're rhyming about. And two, more importantly, really what you're doing pre-rap. Or matter of fact, in the case of AR Ab, are you still continuing to do that? If you're MCing and you sell yourself, you got a talent, and let's say you in the real hood, right? And then you're like, fuck this hood shit. I'm moving to Catonsville and shit. Booey. You know what I mean? You're like, you know, maybe it's a better chance of you doing, you know, surviving. So anyway, shout out again. Like I said, I didn't know this young gentleman. It is seriously, and I say this in all seriousness, a tragedy that he lost his life. I don't even know the details on that. No doubt. I don't want to gloss that over. And again, I disagree with Boosie. It is not, you know, the most dangerous job in the world. So, all right, let's keep it rocking. Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is, this is your weekly Yeezy topic, but
I said weekly.
Weekly Yeezy topic, but it's a short topic. They say that his new Yeezy Boost 700s are bricking at retail outlets. Now, me and Kurt G got a chance to look at the shoe. They're retailing for $300. I don't know if that is generally acceptable to the general public or not, but that shit ain't even special. And to be dead ass honest with you, if a motherfucker, let's just say the average motherfucker was up Kmart, right? That's what them shits look like. Some regular, I don't get it. The motherfucker putting his name on it, but that shit looked like some shit, real talk, that you could just go up to Kmart and get for fucking like $19.99, my nigga.
Did I not call it sandbags from the door?
Well,
to his credit,
they're not sandbags.
These are not sandbags. They look more like regular sneakers.
But I'm telling you, yo, they look like that Kmart diehard brand. They got that same brown. I got a pair of boots upstairs, yo, diehard from Kmart, steel toe. They kind of look that shit. They look like that shit.
Not the diehard boots,
dude. Nigga, steel toe, nigga.
They look like regular sneakers to me. But they just they just didn't look that good. and they too fucking expensive, B. $300? That's more than fucking Jordans, my nigga.
Well, I'm just saying, yo, real talk, them motherfuckers look like Kmart diehards to me, my nigga. So
well, I ain't got to worry about it.
And the funny, that ain't even the funny part. The funny part is they're affordable for everyone now.
Well, that's what the copy says.
They're really cheap now.
At $300,
it don't matter. It don't matter because if it has Kanye's name on, he done lost millions.
Anyway, but no further topic about that, nigga. I just wanted to announce that that shit is, when you get a chance to look at them shits, yo, die hard. I just
ruined.
Diplomatic immunity.
I was about to say, because I caught that motherfucking I caught that Bruce Willis shit, that Yippie Kaye shit, yo. Oh, love shit that. Wow, that's what's up. Alright, next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is, remember a long time ago and shit when I was like, niggas is pandering and shit and niggas need jobs and shit?
Yeah. Niggas need jobs like jobs need niggas.
Well, here we go. DJ Paul on your boy 6ix9ine. He said, DJ Paul is saying, I think he's the smartest dude in the music industry. Your boy DJ Paul of the 3-6 Mafia is saying that your boy, he has nothing but praise for your boy, Mr. 6ix9ine, and hope, here's the job interview, and hope they can work together. He said, I think he's the smartest dude out. He said, by the way, he marketed himself. No record label could have come up with that. He basically said, I'ma start some shit with everybody around this motherfucker. Fuck you. It's the most genius move I've ever seen.
He could have lost his life in the process.
Well, again, we just talked about that. When asked if Paul wanted to work with him, Paul said, fuck yeah. Hopefully we'll see a collaboration between the two in the future. Boy, if that ain't licking sticking, I don't know what is.
Licking sticking.
Well, what? Yeah, that this nigga got to come up with another one, right?
Yeah, I'm telling you.
I started off the show talking about splashing balls. This nigga talking about licking sticking.
Hey, B, if that is.
I'm going to let y'all have it. Hey.
But I have to disagree with the fine brother DJ Paul. And I do like 3-6 Mafia, I have to say. But he said he's putting out good music. Is that what you said he's doing?
No, that's what he said.
Wow. That's in his opinion. I guess a lot of people do like his music because the nigga, dude, he is very fucking popular. But the shit just sounds fucking trash to me. But that's just my opinion.
I got nothing.
So let's go ahead and put him. Let's go ahead and put him squarely where he needs to be, in the mall, in the Panda store. What is his ensemble? Does he have the full uniform on, or is he just getting socks and underwear out of that bitch?
Nigga, he said he make good music, right?
That good music means he's walked out of there with shoes and socks.
Okay,
fit it, my nigga.
And then he wants to work with him, so he just got a jacket. So he got a jacket because he wants to work with the Nicky.
All right. Well,
if they make music together, he gets his helmet. He puts on the whole fucking suit.
Wow, the whole Panda jump off, huh? Well, I'll be. DJ Paul, Panda of the Week. That's what's up. Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is, now this topic is a breakout topic. A brawl broke out on the text chain between Smokey Johansson and a whole bunch of other motherfuckers over Will.i.am.
Hold on. This nigga says Smokey Johansson.
Yes, he did. Pete Concrete.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know.
Daddy M.O.P.
Denmark, I mean, I don't know what the fuck going on.
But I'm just saying, it was him. It seemed to me like it was him against a lot of motherfuckers. You know, your boy Cookbook was in that shit too.
Michelle.
Heavy.
Yo, a lot of niggas was riding heavy for Will.i.am and the Black Eyed Peas. First of all, let's take the Black Eyed Peas as a group. Black Eyed Peas, new joint. Obviously, this title said it flopped in the UK. Maybe it ain't selling. I don't know. The new album, Masters of the Sun, Volume 1. Now, me and Kerr G took the time to listen.
Yes, we did. We listened to the whole shit.
It's a good album.
I listened as well.
It's not bad. It's not bad.
I think it's a good album.
It's not bad. It's not bad.
So, now, what type of person is Will.i.am? Will.i.am comes from hip-hop stock. He has a certain pedigree. Okay, Will.i.am knows exactly what the fuck real hip hop is. So that's why I reserve the harshest criticism for guys like Will.i.am. Okay, because he knows what the fuck hip hop is.
When you know better and you don't do better, you get punished.
So that's the reason why I got a real kind of a harsh situation. But is he hip hop? Yes, because he knows hip hop. You know, he knows how to produce it. Obviously, look at the new album. My favorite track from him is that Game Compton. I posted that on a text chain, but neither here nor there. So, Swerve, I mean, what do you think? G, you too, what do you think? What's the overall topic about what type of cat is Will.i.am?
Well, because we have that inside info from Cookbook, I'm going to have to respect what he went about. He is a hip-hop dude. Who, and these are words from Cookbook. He's a hip hop dude who had a certain amount of money that he wanted to make, and he made it, and now he's doing what he's doing. So if a person has a plan, who the fuck am I to go against that? So, because anybody could be hip hop, anybody could not be hip hop.
Okay.
Will.i.am is hip hop.
Okay, no doubt.
But now, he wanted to make a certain amount of money.
Okay. All right. Okay. So he had a plan. Okay. So now, what I did is I went to the Wayback Machine. Okay. I pulled an introduction from our show, October 10th.
Before you do that, I got a quick question.
My man.
Does that make it okay to sell out just because you got a plan to make more money?
Well,
to make some money and then say, I'm going to come back once I make my money?
I believe that the audio...
Is it selling out?
I believe the audio clip will put that in perspective, okay?
Well, let's go.
So let me set the clip up first. The clip is an intro, again, from show 146.
That's Hip Hop Digest.
That's Hip Hop Digest show 146, recorded October the 10th, 2010, okay? And the audio clip is an intro. I believe it's Kids in the Hall. And they did the intro as well as the first part of when us three, you know, come in after the intro. So let's cue it up and let's listen.
Three albums independent now. Once we sell out, you can't say shit. We proved ourselves, damn it. You got three albums and 5, 6, 7 mixtapes of dope hip-hop shit. Now it's time to go and be Black Eyed Peas, all right? I'm about to paint my face, put plastic hair on. I'm out. Alright? Ain't nobody gonna be able to talk to me. I'm gonna have one long braid that I'm always gonna flick. That's just about to happen. Just be ready for it. I'm light skinned, I can do it. You know, Knowledge will play the straight guy. I'm gonna be all the other Black Eyed Peas in one. That's how it's gonna be.
Welcome to the Hip Hop Digest. It's your man, DJ King Killer.
And it's your boy, the straight guy, Kurt G.
And of course, it's E Green from the Black Eyed Peas.
Oh shit.
So that leaves you. You got the one long braid over there, B?
No, I'm the white girl.
I'm the white girl.
I'm the white girl.
I'm the white girl. Damn, son. Just crazy how old that is. That's show what number 146. We said that shit.
October 2010. Okay. So now the topic of Will I Am certainly is not new to us. But to answer your question, see, that is why I'm agreeing that Will I Am, although he is hip hop, but he is and has sold out. Okay? Because this the copy goes on to say their first album in 8 years and their first without Fergie. Now, not only is that incorrect because their first album didn't have Fergie, okay, but everything that they were worth and all the money they made is because of Fergie, okay? No matter how good Will.i.am is wonderful at doing traditional hip-hop, and apparently on this album and other projects, he does a good-ass job of doing that, okay? Respect due, but my nigga... I don't give a fuck what cookbook talking about. That nigga, that was just a straight ass, you know. He couldn't do real hip hop and get paid like that. So he had to do it the way he did it. Plastic hair.
The plastic wig shit is just stuck, man. I don't know if a nigga gonna put that in the business plan to wear a plastic wig, man.
Nigga with the one long braid. And he just gonna flick that bitch?
See, and then too, you gotta remember, and I'm gonna bring this back to people's attention, okay? Because you gotta remember when Will.i.am, as well as the Black Eyed Peas, were going through that and doing that, making all that money, okay? Will.i.am was unapproachable, okay? Because you couldn't tell him shit, okay? I mean, he was fading niggas, okay? But let's look at him as well as other niggas who you couldn't tell shit. You got Will.i.am, okay, talking and trying to convince niggas that Fergie is 1,000%. This is official hip hop, okay? He's that's his line.
Fergie had bars?
You know what I mean? Fergie had bars, okay? But he's not the only one. Now, hold up, B.
What you had to say?
Okay. Go ahead.
Okay. Now, go ahead.
No, I'm just saying. He's not the only one. The next guy we got up on that is Pharrell. He another motherfucker. When he's working with Gwen Stefani. Talking about Gwen Stefani got bars.
Oh, not Gwen Stefani had bars.
Okay.
See, they're Freddie and Lou, the 9-9. Flash is back. Flash is clean.
Shout to Blondie. You know what I mean? I'm just saying, Gwen Stefani got bars. Pharrell got caught doing that dumb shit, okay? All right? Okay, I got one more. The most famous of them all.
Oh.
Mr. F.A.B.
Mr. Fab? Oakland?
Oakland. Okay? Saying niggas, and this is a quote, niggas always trying to be Malcolm X and shit. Creation and V Nasty, that's that real shit.
Ouch.
Okay.
Yeah, does he really, does he think that now?
Yeah, that's that real shit. That's that official shit, nigga. That's how we roll in the town. That's how he was kicking it.
Nah, where till I get my money right?
Ooh. Mr. West.
Can't tell me nothing.
Oh, man.
Woo.
Niggas. Boy, those words come back right.
I'm just saying, so, you know, I'm looking at the exchange and shit back and forth, and they defending the cat, but I'm sorry. You know, yes, is this record hip-hop? It is. It's a good record. I like it. You know what I'm saying? And yeah. The BBE project, shout to Artemis, you know. But nah, B. Mm-mm. No, sir.
Not going to get no pass.
No, sir.
we remember what you did. We ain't forget what you did.
No, sir. And
we will accept you for what you're doing now. We accept it, but we ain't forgot what you did.
Yeah, but and now, again, it flops the title. The album flops in UK. I don't know what it's doing. That stream shit is a whole different situation. But now,
the UK love Fergie like that?
AB. And now, like Malcolm X said, now the chickens have come home. Okay? Trying to, Black Eyed Peas, what, you trying to pass off this shit? You better go out and get Gwen Stefani.
I don't know.
Ha ha, you can't tell me nothing. there's a good question for you. Apparently, in their minds, and people that follow that, my man Cookbook, you my mans. But is it about money, or is it about the culture, or is it about the, you know what I'm saying? What's it really about? What is it really about for you?
I'm saying that Will.i.am, for all his talent, and he is a talented individual, and can make hip-hop at a high level, okay? I'm not taking that away from him, okay? But see, unfortunately, when you come from a lofty position from all that money he's made and shit, and now you got your commercial buying public saying, what's this shit? I don't see Fergie, okay? And you got niggas like us underground. We'll give him respect and shit, but that's just about it. You know, well, you know, what could I say?
So that means
nothing. I can't say nothing.
I guess that means it's back to looking for another white girl for the group.
I tell you what, man. I tell you what.
Oh.
If the Black Eyed Peas make another album, and this is the only way that I'm going to give Will.i.am any type of pass. If they make another album and it's still generally hip hop and back to the basics, then I'm going to be like, okay, you know what? They've made the transition. They made enough money. Maybe his mutual funds is tucked away like a motherfucker and he ain't tripping off money. And then, okay, cool. But I tell you what, if his next shit, and that's a long way off, it could be 3-5 years from now, but if his next shit is all pop, you know, and he got white girls or others.
You're taking away all this goodwill?
Man, nigga, fuck that.
Shout
the Cookbook, I get it. You know, all this plan shit, to me, he had a plan, but look at the people that you were appealing to. They shitting on you now. Look at these fucking headlines. Flops in UK. They shitting on you.
But, okay, let me go ahead and bring a little bit of reality to the situation.
Right.
From that perspective over there.
Okay.
Okay, let's say that he really did plan this shit. And he really did go this route. And see, the route that he went is the route that we always say that all these niggas should do. All the niggas that got money. That you say, what? Why the fuck are you doing this? You could do like a real hip-hop album. And there's no skin off your back. Why not make a real hip hop album? You got enough money. How much money is enough? Now, they actually did that. Went and made their money. And I guess, according to the plan, if there really was a plan, that he's made enough money, and now he's going back to making real hip-hop.
And you know what? And that could be the actual truth, because he's fucking with that. He was fucking with that Young Bo in Philly. You know what I mean?
That was a hot track.
Right, and that's major league underground. You know what I'm saying? So now if Will.i.am is doing that, hey, I might hold him up there to a lot of paid niggas and be like, Will.i.am is the example. Will.i.am is setting the example. But I'm waiting. I'm just waiting.
Waiting for the next album.
I'm just waiting. Right now, I can't really say anything, because if somebody asked me straight up, am I giving Will.i.am a seal of approval? I give him a day pass. I give him a day pass, because he did fuck with that Young Boy in Philly, and then this album is generally traditional hip-hop. So, I'm going to give him a day pass and shit. You know what I mean? He ain't got no citizenship, not just yet.
what they say in sports? You're only as good as your last game?
Hey, but I'm going to give him a day pass. So,
damn. Is that a Hail Mary?
So, all right, man. Let's keep it rocking. Yo, next topic on the Hip-Hop Digest. Loyola Lance, excuse me.
Too many L's, huh?
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Loyola launches a hip hop degree program.
Is it dope chopping?
Oh, damn.
Dope transporting?
Damn.
That motherfucker said, your boy give her free pap smears on her first to 15.
Oh.
That was wild, B.
No, actually, he said, I think he said, now your boy give free papsgrams and mammograms on the first of 15.
That shit was crazy, B. That was wild.
Shit.
I'm sorry. You had to bring that shit up.
I forgot what school that was that nigga made up.
The nigga was like, fuck, University of Phoenix.
DeVry or somebody said, that nigga said something crazy, that nigga said.
Oh, that was Black Jesus, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was him.
So we got way off track. Loyola. Okay.
Loyola Lounges.
Right. The New Orleans University, beginning of fall 2019, the college will offer students the opportunity to earn a Bachelor of Science degree in Urban Electronic Music and Production. I teach you how to make trap beats.
Electronic music.
You get a degree for that
mad,
shit.
Though. It sounds like you're mad. Though. It sounds like you're a little bit mad, B.
B, ain't no motherfucking way, okay, that you need to spend all that money to go to Loyola to learn how to make trap beats.
When you can get a 12-year-old to teach you how
Man,
to make them?
Man, what, nigga?
On YouTube for
Any
free?
Any fucking young cousin who like 12, 13, 14, yo, I get that motherfucker a machine, and outside a month, you have all kinds of trap flowing out of that motherfucker.
Shit, fuck that spending money on the machine. Get that nigga, download a free copy of fucking Fruity Loops and give it to him.
My man.
And have him hook that shit up.
My man, even cheaper. But I'm just saying. So, check this shit out. The Loyola Music Program, the studies program, whose graduates include Gerald G-Eazy Gillum, and producer Christopher Anderson.
G-Eazy.
Can you believe that shit? Nigga went to college to be a rapper.
I won't disrespect him like that. Say he just went there for that. But,
Nigga,
who? He took the course, huh?
Nigga, who's paying for that? I mean, who in their right mind would pay for that, yo?
It looks like it worked out pretty well for him.
I mean, don't get me wrong. Yeah, he's getting paid. No doubt. Money-wise, okay, yeah. He's getting paid. He's making more than me. That's for sure. That's damn sure.
At the end of the day, he can put on a suit and be someone else.
Uh-oh.
They done...
King Killer turned away.
He said, oh, boy. We're not going down that road. Not right now.
They done switch. So, B, Loyola, I mean, I'm just, when I look at that whole situation, yo, I should be a tenured professor down there, to be dead-ass honest with you. I'll be quizzing the fuck out of niggas and shit, nigga.
So is you mad because they won't give you a job down there, B?
You ain't getting no motherfucking degrees, nigga, unless I can hear the top 10 motherfuckers sign the profile records from fucking 87 to 92.
Damn.
Giving niggas tests, nigga. Spot nigga, quiz, nigga.
But them niggas ain't getting no money, B.
Fuck out here with that shit, son.
Shit. Telling niggas your homework is assignment. Shit, go to your local used record store and buy 3 used records. And shit, and
coming here. You sending niggas on scavenger hunt.
Damn right,
you got to, because all they got to do is fucking Google that shit and get the answers. You got to send them on something to make them have to work.
Right, make them have to work and shit. I'm gonna show you the, you know, crate digging 101, nigga.
And shit. He talking about, professor, I pay $17,000 a year for this shit.
I'm gonna make your ass work then, nigga. I'm gonna get your money's worth, motherfucker.
Nigga, it's a Salvation Army 3 blocks down the street. Get going, nigga.
And it better be
all
hot.
All I got to say is, G-Easy.
B, you know what? That shit ain't got nothing on the hip hop Digest University we set up, yo. Real talk.
Oh,
yo.
Of course not.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, look at the courses, yo. Them motherfuckers is teaching urban aesthetics and electronic music making. Yeah, that shit remind me of that. What's that fucking Robert Townsend and shit? That movie. That shit.
I'm gonna get you, sucker.
Was it I'm gonna get you, sucker?
Oh, that black when he was a superhero shit.
I don't know.
No, that was what was it? The Winky Dinky Dogs and
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, that shit. Where they had the white director telling them, I'm gonna teach you how to act black and shit.
You killed it, my cousin.
Exactly that shit. I know what it was. It was the Hollywood Shuffle.
Hollywood Shuffle, yes, sir.
Oh shit. Yes, sir. Oh shit! But wait a minute, B. Wait a minute, B. Let's not be hypocritical here.
Okay,
son.
My man.
Wait a minute, B. Maybe the electronic dance music might be. They might be teaching them how to make planet rock and shit. Hip hop bebop. That was dance, electronic dance music. That was the early days.
Have you heard one of those though?
Nah.
Oh, okay.
That's what I'm saying. Right. So you already in my wheelhouse. You done name Planet Rock and Man Parish, and them 18-year-olds sitting in that college course ain't never heard those records. I'll see you
at WTF, professor.
I'll see you at the used library store. I'll see you tomorrow. Let's see what you can dig up.
Look, when it comes to that, it was quite a few years ago, maybe 6-7 years ago, whatever it was. Well, you do remember when I was in the lab there and I slapped on that that Tila Rock Is Yours in SimCity, you had this screw face like, what is this?
Shit whack.
Our man SimCity.
Shit whack. Like,
oh, congratulations, by the way, too, sir. Congratulations.
Oh, yeah. Brought that new hip-hop life into the world.
I think I should get him a you know, one of them baby gifts and shit.
Oh, shit. What might that be?
I don't know. I'm going to give him a 12-inch record. Like a giant teething ring and shit.
Oh, shit.
You know what I mean? So, I'm just saying, B, come on, man. Look, real talk, that whole Loyola shit, that shit is, to me seems a bit exploitive. And yeah, you know what? G-Eazy, they're going to hold him up like a first-round draft pick. See, you too can be... another G-Eazy. Just take these classes. We're going to show you how to rap, dance, and sing.
Well, that's false advertisement, because I'm sure this motherfucker's talking about you could be the next Bill Gates, but it ain't happening.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what's up, man. So, all right, man. That's the digest. We're going to do the worldwide, world famous Kurt
G. That's good, because we in fucking November, right?
Yeah. Oh, it's getting tight.
So 10 times, what do we do? 4 fucking shows a month? We got a lot of albums out there for this year. Kurt about to add some mo.
I tell you what, though, we need to go ahead and get this in for all you Negroes out there, and I mean all colors. Not just black. That's for all colors. Y'all need to go
vote. Hold on, Kurt.
Y'all need to go vote.
I don't know if any other color can be a Negro.
Well, niggas.
Okay.
Get out there and vote, please. because it needs to happen.
Fuck Trump. World famous albums of the week.
All right. This week we got The Regulars, Regular Rap. That's The Regulars, Regular Rap. Then we got Josiah the Gift, the Jack Johnson EP. That's Josiah the Gift, the Jack Johnson EP. And the instrumental joint is Cookin' Soul Polo Beats. That's Cookin' Soul Polo Beats.
Oh, shit, I'm already thinking Cookin' Soul in a minute.